FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Itigwini Municipality is counting the cost of a 13-year legal battle with a former service provider. The Constitutional Court has ordered the Metro to pay 30 million rand in compensation to the company. The Apex Court found the contract was unfairly terminated in 2013. Newswatch's Xelumusa Zulu has more.
Itigwini has acknowledged the court ruling but says it cannot comment on the legal fees as the matter dates back to over a decade and the full costs are not immediately available. At the same time, the city insists the fees are in line with standard tariffs for legal matters. Meanwhile, KZN MEC for COGTA, Thulasizwe Buthelezi, has written to the mayor asking for a full breakdown of the legal costs. He's also calling for accountability. The municipality says internal processes will take place to deal with officials who failed to follow proper procedures. Xelumusa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
Unemployed youth in KZN say the sardine run is more than a spectacle and has become a crucial source of income. The annual event got underway last weekend, with a frenzy currently taking hold in Warner Beach on the south coast this morning. Ndumisa Kaula is a local from Umgamas who controls the nets.
The money is really good. It helps because we are currently unemployed, but through this we are able to feed our children and our families.
Andile Ngobo says the sardine run has become a lifeline for him.
My job involves pushing the boat and pulling the nest. The amount of money that I get here helps because I normally stay at home the whole day. And when I'm called here, I get to make money and also to avoid doing wrong things because I have a lot of time in my hands.
And abroad, the number of undocumented immigrant workers being arrested across the UK is up. That's down to official stats that are out, as Sky's Lausha McKenna reports.
Home Office figures show there's been a 51% rise in the number of illegal workers being arrested since the election. Enforcement activity has been targeting nail bars, restaurants, caravan parks and construction sites to tackle what it calls rogue employers. Since July last year, 9,000 visits have resulted in almost 6,500 arrests. 30,000 people who don't have the right to live and work in the UK have been deported.
In other news, President Cyril Ramaphosa says the Black Business Council remains one of the foremost voices for economic transformation. He was addressing the council's annual summit in Ekurhuleni last night.
Unacceptable levels of unemployment are not only unique in our own country, but prevail in many other countries. But in our own country, we have the worst unemployment problem, especially youth unemployment. Technological disruption is one of the challenges that we face.
The top story, Itigwini Municipality is counting the cost of a 13-year legal battle with a former service provider. The Constitutional Court has ordered the Metro to pay 30 million rand in compensation to the company, whose contract was found to have been unfairly terminated in 2013. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.